step out of their comfort zone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
One wise person told me, man, when you get too comfy, you know what I'm saying, you sink. It's like quicksand. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta train yourself to be in uncomfortable predicaments.
Yeah,
like, you know what I'm saying? I had to put myself in them kind of predicaments, man. And
that's what's up, man.
That's how you grow as an artist.
Yeah, of course, of course. So do you listen to industry rappers?
I do, you know what I'm saying, time to time, but it's me, man, it's the same repeated music. It's just like, somebody tell me about a new track, and it's just like, all right, hear about it, and I'm like, all right, I go check it out. Or if it's an independent artist, I go check him out, or his new song, or whatever. Right. But mostly, man, I stay in my own lane, like.
So you just stay by yourself and just
pretty much, man. I mean, even Boosie Boo said it. He stay in his own lane. Like, I feel the same way.
I bet you Boosie do. He charged $30,000 a show.
I feel him on that. I feel him on that too. But it's just like, you know what I'm saying? I hear that music. You know what I'm saying? I might click on one or two songs, but as far as being totally in tune to their songs and what they doing, nah, man.
You just don't.
I'm worried about myself, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If I'm so focused on the next, man, how can I grow?
Of course. That's what it is, man. That's what it is. So you never listen to the Meek Mill album that just dropped?
I haven't had a chance. I tried to, but you know what I'm saying? They wanted me to pay for it. Yeah. I try to
Pay for it, huh?
I'll pay for it. I have no problem paying all. But you know, usually I'm so used to just downloading. So I wasn't used to actually buying the whole album, because usually I get them for free, or you know what I'm saying, I wasn't too familiar with the Spinrilla.
Oh yeah.
So now I'm getting so familiar with it now. But I heard good reviews about it, and I heard a couple of his songs. I'm trying to go in. It's just like the fact that he's bodying them. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think he coming back? Do you think he back from what Drake did to him? Or?
I was very in tune to that. But I always knew Meek Mill to be like a versatile, you know what I'm saying, freestyle street dude. You know what I'm saying? So his style always been the same. And even though all the, you know what I'm saying, criticism he took, he still stayed the same. And he's still coming with that pain story from the streets. Like, that's what I get from him. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I ain't had the chance to actually download his album or Jay-Z John that 4044. But I clicked on YouTube and listened to him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I took the time to listen to him. Right. I'm nuts, yo, man.
Yeah,
pretty good, man.
I listen to Jay-Z.
I want to be on their level, man, like lyrical wise.
I'm old, so I like Jay-Z, so I'm just letting
you
know. I'm an older guy, so you know, I listen to all the Reasonable Doubts, the Sean Carter's, all of that.
Definitely.
So what you got coming for?
Well, I'm working on something called I Am Jay Quest. You know, I got
Where
the title come from? It's like an introduction of me. You know what I'm saying? This is me. You know what I'm saying? I want y'all to know who I am. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know the name, that's the name. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you need help knowing what the name is, it's going to be said in the song. Jay Quest, like how to say it and everything. Right. This is Jay Quest. This is me. This is the music I make. So that's the EP that I'm going with. That's what I'm releasing, is the EP. And then next song is the mixtape, and so far on, you know, stuff like that.
Right. I done heard your music, man. You've been keeping a lot of stuff on the low, man. You got a lot of fire on you, man.
I know, man.
You just be like, bro, come listen to this. I'm like, like, well, okay, all right. You gonna release this sometime this year? Like,
it ain't.
I don't know, man. Let me listen to it. Let me get my stuff straight, and then I might do it. But I'm like, oh, okay, all right. Be next year. But go ahead.
It ain't the fact that I'm holding it all in. Like, I don't want to just put it all out there, because I'm trying to plan it perfectly. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When I put it out, people see my resume.
True.
When I put it out, it's professionally. Nobody can jack my stuff.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to just rush and put music out there, which I can. Yeah. But I'd rather get my product, you know what I'm saying, finished and stuff like that, ready, present.
Right.
Then once I drop it, hey, you know what I'm saying, after that, it's going to be videos after videos after videos, because the mixtape, you know what I'm saying, I really don't got to do too much planning on that.
But the EP
is something I'm marketing, it's something I'm advertising, something I'm trying to make money off of, you know what I'm saying? So I want it to be perfect, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's cologne, it's polo, you know what I'm saying? I don't want it to be no daggone cheap Axe from the dollar store, you feel me? You want me to give you some dollar store stuff, that's cool.
This man just say Axe? Oh, I ain't got nothing to do with it, but go ahead.
I'm trying to give you some polo, man.
Polo? Oh, the red polo?
I'm trying to give you that polo, that name brand, man.
I know that's what's up, man.
But people already know what I'm about, man. I mean, of course, they heard a few songs that I did put out, but I don't want anybody to think that's the last of me, man. I'm cooking up work. I ain't rushing to put nothing out, like. Humble and patience is the best key, you know what I'm saying, to life. You know what I'm saying?
Once
you patient stuff and you perfect your craft the way you want it and everything is organized, that's when, you know what I'm saying, you'll get good results. Because this rap stuff going to be around forever.
Ever, man. They thought it wasn't going to be around for a long time, man. They thought it was just a phase, man. They was like, I think it was like 88. I think it was like 80. I think they was like, okay, whatever.
See, man, the reason why I ain't rushing to put nothing out, yo, or some real dude stuff, like, I be studying these artists and what they put out. You know what I'm saying? Of course, any artist can compare themselves to them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Am I this good as this guy or stuff like that? Because it's competition. It's part of the game, the rap game. So I study them and see what the competition is like. Who falling off, you know what I'm saying? Who staying on?
Yeah.
Who got the same style? Who switching up? Who versatile? You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. I study them. That way I know how to knock the, you know what I'm saying? The chess players down, you know what I'm saying? So when I come back, it's checkmate.
It's been said checkmate. But that's what's up, man. That's what's up. How you feel about, do you think you got to change your style to fit in today with the mumble rapping and the rhythm rapping and
the beat riding,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna keep it hot with you, man. I'm versatile. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing about me gonna change. I'm gonna be me regardless. When you see me in person, I'm gonna be me. My style on any song gonna be me. You're gonna know it's Jay Quez. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna always have that voice that stands out. You know what I'm saying? I'ma always have, you gonna know like, oh yo, who's the second verse dude? That's me. You know what I'm saying? That's always gonna be me. In the industry, man, you gonna always try to be better than the person that's on the song. Like, you know what I'm saying? But that's how it's supposed to be. You're supposed to go all out, you know what I'm saying? So you can stand out.
You wanna be like a cannabis type of dude then.
Man, I wanna be like, you
ever heard of cannabis?
Cannabis.
See, young man. So I told the young boys, man, they don't understand, man. See, I'm gonna tell you what happened. I'm gonna tell you the story of cannabis.
Come on, man.
You never heard of LL. I know you know LL Cool J.
Of course.
Okay. I was just wondering. Okay. But LL Cool J, he had a song called 4321. And Cannabis was a young up and coming rapper, and he got on the song with everybody else. I think it was like Redman, Method Man. I think all of them was the Keith Murray.
You know, Method Man been dropping tracks back to back lately.
So he went to LL and was like, yo, I like your tattoo, man. Your mic on your arm. He was like, you know, can I get one too? L was like, nah, man, get your own. So he was like, all right. He took it as a diss. So he went in, recorded his verse, and went at L. You know what I'm saying? And L ended his career. So that's what I'm saying. true story. Look it up. I ain't gonna think I'm lying. Ask him about the second one knockout and Jack the Ripper, man.
How you gonna end another man's dream? That's what I'm asking. Unless you allow this man to do it.
Oh, he allowed this man to do it. Cause he let Wyclef
I don't care. I don't care how bad my lyrics is. I'm not gonna let somebody stop me from making music. Like, I don't care how bad he dissed me. I'm just saying.
But it was LL Cool J. That's a legend, man.
So? What you supposed to... What, he God or something, man?
Like, no, he not God. No.
Exactly.
Nah,
so continue to rap.
Shout outs to LL Cool J.
Shout outs to him.
If he ever sees this podcast, shout outs to L. I ain't got nothing to do with
him, but it's no diss to him. I'm just saying no rapper should stop just because... Like, you ain't see Meek Mill stop. I'm sorry, Meek Mill, but Drake got you, though.
He should have stopped. He shouldn't have stopped.
But he kept going.
Yeah, he kept going.
That's what I'm saying. And that's why his ambition.
But the thing was, though, he kept going after he dropped Nicki. You know what I'm saying? I hate to say that, but he got better after he dropped Nicki.
No comment.
I'm just saying. He dropped all these songs. He dropped this album, and who he with? He ain't with Nicki.
He smashed, though, probably.
What you talking about? He's smashing now? Nah, he's smashing now.
Before, though, but he could say he was with Nicki.
Yeah,
every artist can say that though.
No.
He Meek Mill's like.
Yeah. I ain't got no problem with that. I ain't just
shout out to Meek Mill, man. Do your thing, big dog.
If you ever see this Meek Mill, shout out to you too, Meek.
Shout out to Drake too.
Maybank Music, man.
Drake too. Drake definitely one of my favorite artists too, man.
Oh yeah, I'm a Drake fan, man. I like the last album that Drake put out, or did you hear it?
I'm pretty sure I didn't hear it.
What's your favorite Drake song then?
It's so many to choose from, man.
It got to be one that just, you be just sitting in the car, man. You be like, I'm gonna put this Drake on.
Let me tell you something. Like, it was back then, you know what I'm saying? Before I started really taking this job serious, I used to listen to the other artists and their new tracks. Mm-hmm. But I'm so now in tune with myself, I have no idea what's going on.
Right.
It's just, I don't know, it's just me. Like, when I'm so in tune with myself, that's how I better my craft.
Yeah.
Focus on me. But back to what's one of his favorite songs that I like. There's so many, man. I can go from Tux and Leather, the one that I remixed, back to back.
What's the one you remixed?
Tux and Leather. Oh. A lot of people don't remember that.
Hey, let people know where you can get that from, though.
Where you can get it from, man. It's going to be on Spin Roller soon. Watch out for that, man. It's going to be in a mixtape. Haven't came up with a name with it yet. But if anything, man, I'm going to release a video from it, and it's going to be on YouTube, and that's where you can catch it. Not on SoundCloud, because it's not going up
there. That designer, man, and that joint there was the banger. Man. How did you come up with that concept, B?
Yo, let me tell you something. Back to when I started rapping. Off the laptop. First song, when we made that joint, I was playing the game. My man came with a computer. I was like, yo, I got this beat, yo. Like, matter of fact, you know what I'm saying? I made the hook.
True.
We was in the gym. I was like, yo, I might just put on the sun. How much put on? I was like, you know what I'm saying? And I found a beat to it. I was like, that jump ride. Like, made a song, you know what I'm saying? My boy listened to it. He's like, yo, I like this jump. You know what I'm saying? How some people like, I like it, but you don't believe them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. It's just the song attached to me. Like, yo, performing the song, you know what I'm saying? I got so much love from it because I did a song called All I Need. Shout out to No Ratchets. He shot that jump, yo. Best camera guy in town, yo. Shout out my brother, man.
I seen his work, man.
He shot my video, All I Need. That's when we came out with a designer. And just like, I was getting so much love from Big Enough. You know what I'm saying? Big Enough, he said he loved my performance.
Right.
Uptown Maine, Shea Food, Ski Money, all them. Like, yo,
yeah, you know shout out. Shout out.
He was like, designer, yo, push designer. I was like, yeah, you right. So I just been rocking with this song, man. Every show I go to, it's designer. I'll be pushing that song every day, all day. Yeah, I might got some new songs, but. You know what I'm saying? Put it on, like, even shout out to Kelly Boy for stopping to drop it at Mansions Media, man. I'll drop that in there, man. It's just like, do you got any other new music? Yeah, I do, but you gonna hit designer, you feel me?
Yeah.
The song that's going viral. Like,
you know I seen you perform that, man, in the clubs. I seen you perform that right before you opened for Rick Ross and then everybody, right?
I performed at this man, you know, Dot Jones.
K-Town.
I performed at his club. What is it?
The Climax.
No. It's South 13.
South 13. Okay.
Yeah, man. Like, I was. Hold on, I got a burp. No.
This guy. But get it right.
Yeah, he was like, yo, come. You know what I'm saying? I came check him out. You know what I'm saying? Just chilling, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just vibing with him, whatever. Shout out. What's my man name? Shout out Hood Fever. And T-Dot Films, because they was there too.
I seen they work too. Yes, pretty good, man. Too. Pretty
so
good.
They probably remember this night. But I came up there, man, on the stage. Club was crazy packed. I'm talking about shoulder to shoulder. Like, never been in the club with shoulder to shoulder. You know what I'm saying?
I heard about them parties in there, but go ahead.
I went out there, did my thing. You know what I'm saying? The song came on. I was about to introduce myself. He was like, man, gave me some wise advice. He was like, don't introduce yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because when you start to introduce yourself, you start the music, people going to sit there and just look at you. You know what I'm saying? Listen, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, blah, blah, blah. But if you just go ahead and up there, they'll be like, oh, snap, this song hot. A dude actually performing it.
I
did my thing, yo. I think I got the footage on the ground, but it was loving it, man.
Right.
The crowd was hype. I ain't never had no crowd just like
jumping.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
It was definitely hype, man. I felt like a celebrity that day.
You was a celebrity, man.
I tried not to be too big with it, man.
You a celebrity, man.
I try to raise my confidence up like that, but I'm so humble, man. It's just like, I'm normal like everybody else, man. You coming to me, it's all cool vibes, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna act stubborn or, I'm big-headed, like, 200 for a feature. Nah, man, if you got a hot song, I'm gonna hop on it. Yeah. You feel me?
You said 200 for a feature?
Nah, like, that's how some local artists be. That's
I'm about to
saying.
Go back in the lab. I'm going to get me some 16 too. I'm gonna drop 16 too. I'm charging you 200 or 200 for a George.
You gotta pay for studio time. Shoot.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna drop me a 16.
So you're dropping $100 already.
I'm gonna be high. I'm gonna be like 500. They'll never ask me for a verse.
But yeah, man, I love this music stuff, man. It's just like, I can't take it off my mind. I can't take it off my soul, my heart. I be asking God every day, what's my purpose in life?
Hey, that's what I ask too, man. And I think, you know, he'll guide you in the right direction. Definitely. You know what I'm saying? You know, he ain't gonna steer you wrong, man.
I got some wisdom for, like, the young independent artists, man. If you're really serious about this job, man, you're gonna run into some people that's really grimy. Like, this job is like the streets. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you gotta be prepared for people to do you dirty and talk to y'all type of ways and just, you know what I'm saying? It's just stuff like, I had to deal with that, you know what I'm saying? So I wasn't the type of person that'll snap back or be like, oh, all right, I got you. I'm going to do you dirty back.
Yeah.
I just took it in consideration with, like, you know what I'm saying? God see that I'm not going to do nothing bad and I'm going to forgive him. So it's just like, you know what I'm saying? I know, like, one person finessed me out of my bread. I seen the next day. I was like, yo, what's good? You know what I'm saying? All love.
You a good guy. You was a good guy. Yeah.
But I know you was a good guy. That's going to take me far. That's going to take me far. I promise you.
But he's still a good guy. I know, you know, they say, that's going to be.
Yeah.
But that's, hey, that's a good thing, man.
But see, I wasn't wise.
Right.
You learn from your mistakes.
Mistakes, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I managed to grow. Now I know, you know what I'm saying, everything contract.
True.
You messed me over.
You gotta get that paperwork in, man.
Yeah, but see, when you young and dumb, you don't know nothing.
True.
They look at you as a guinea pig.
I used to be like that, man. I was coming up, man. I had a rap group back in the days, and I thought we were going to go to Rockefeller. And Jay was going to sign us. That won't go. Man, we didn't even make it out of North Carolina, man.
I mean, it's never too late. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't doing it now.
It's never too late to dream. How old are you?
I'm 38. Ain't no way in the world I can dream about
it. Man, look, you living, you breathing, you talking, you can see me, right? How many fingers?
Ask me tomorrow and see what I say. We get my contacts here, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, stop. But yeah, man, you never too old to do anything, man. I encourage every person that feel like they're too old to do everything they feel like they wanted to do.
Yeah, man.
Shoot, if you wanted to ride a horse, go get your old tail on that horse.
No, ain't nothing wrong with some encouragement, man.
Definitely.
That's why I started this whole podcast, man.
Definitely. I like it, too. I like the setup.
Yeah, it was, you know, people's like, you know, people used to come up to me like, listen to this, man. Listen to that.
You're live right now.
What's that? I'm technical. I'm difficulties right now. Y'all, hold on. He got to answer a call.
Nah, I ain't answer no call. I'm good.
Oh, okay. But,
I'm put on.
People always come up to me like, dudes, you know, like, man, listen to this, listen to that. I'm like, okay, what you think of it? I'm like, oh, yeah, it's hot. They be like, okay, appreciate it. I'm about to drop this. I want to drop this. I'm drop that. I'm like, okay.
See, one thing with me, man, what I'm trying to work on and what I'm still, you know what I'm saying, actually doing is keeping it really blunt with people. I know you can't be too blunt with everybody, but I'm going to let you know. You know what I'm saying?
If it's whack or not.
If it's whack or not. You know what I'm saying?
So you saying if I come to you with a CD, well, not a CD, but a phone, because, you know, y'all done got away with CDs now. And you be like,
I put it to you like this. If you ask my opinion on it,
all right,
I'm going to give you a little criticism, but I'm going to actually give you some words of wisdom to actually, right, you know what I'm saying, uplift you to improve.
True,
I ain't going to just say, yo, that junk whack. Get it out of my face.
You probably fighting this stuff.
Yeah. That's what it's gonna turn into.
Yeah,
nigga.
Yeah,
dude's gonna be like, oh, word. You know what I'm saying?
But like, you know, wait, get you there, man. Who are you? That's what they gonna
of
say.
Of course, I'm gonna give you some constructive criticism to improve, because I always get it too. Like, one person said, I sound like a one hit wonder. I was like, what?
They say you're a one hit wonder.
That made me mad as a mother.
They must have heard your catalog, had
it. But you know what? I smiled. I was like, no, I'm not.
They ain't heard your catalog, had it.
It doesn't matter.
They ain't heard your catalog.
It doesn't matter if they heard my catalog or not, because I know in my heart and my mind, I ain't no one hit wonder.
I know that's true, man.
They'll say whatever you want, but.
Yeah. If you don't believe in yourself, who else gonna believe in you, man?
That's exactly what I said, too.
You know what I'm saying?
You gotta be in tune with yourself, man. You gotta love yourself as a person.
Person first.
So, you know what I'm saying? Once you do that, that's when you shine.
True.
If you go out here going off people and what they think about you,
you'll never do it. You'll never do it.
There you go.
You'll never do it. They always gonna shut you down. Oh, man, I wouldn't even do that, man. I wouldn't do that. Like, okay, all right. Then you be like, nah, I ain't gonna do it because so and so said they ain't gonna do it.
Exactly.
Instead of going with your first instinct, man, go ahead and knock it on out, man, yourself.
Yeah, you gotta have your own mind.
That's why a lot of people, like rich people, they didn't go off what they homie or whatever people said. They did everything off their own.
Right. What's the next question you got for me, big dog?
I'm about to get deep with you, dog. Right, get deep with you. What's your love life look like, man?
What time is
it? Oh, he want to go now. It's time for him to go now. Oh, he want to go because he want to talk about the love life now.
Man,
okay.
My love life, man. Yeah. Dang, son.
You out here designing and doing all this, man. You got to have something.
I ain't got nothing, man. Nothing,
you
dog.
Just say that on my podcast? You
don't have nothing, man.
Trying to have nothing. That's what it is.
I mean, I wouldn't mind having something, but it's just like, you know what I'm saying? After my 3-year relationship, yo, it's just like, I've been trying to figure out
you was in a 3-year relationship?
Yep. I still got love for her, you know what I'm saying? But it's just
you want to give a shout out to her?
She knows she is, yeah.
Here you go. Don't nobody want to say no names. Yeah, you don't want to give a shout out to her?
She know who she is.
Oh, man. She know who she is? But, you want her back?
I had no comment.
Did she want you back?
No comment on that either.
Somebody got to tell me something. Do you want to get her back?
I say the love is still there.
The love is still there, okay. Definitely. So you always going to love her?
Definitely. I always got a place for her in my heart.
Oh, that's so sweet. Oh.
But you know what I'm saying? It's just like, let me give you some wisdom, man. Me as a young guy, because I don't feel like you have many young guys in. So I'm going to tell you from my point of view.
You're the youngest I ever had so far.
Let me tell you from my point of view, man. After that relationship, dealing with these other women let me know that it let me learn myself as a person and them. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Let me learn what I tolerate and what I don't tolerate.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Even being like rejection or non-consistency and stuff like that. Let me learn how to value myself as a person and just focus on my goals and me, and then they'll come later. But you know what I'm saying? Even fat, when they didn't give me the time of day, or you know what I'm saying, friends or even family didn't give me the time of day. True. So once I start succeeding and you know what I'm saying, God start putting me in the right path.
Right.
I'm gonna remember, you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna forget who dubbed me, you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna forget who kicked me to the curb. Like,
so you saying she won't on the board with your career? Or
I mean, she definitely supported it. I was the type of guy, like, I was a shy guy. I was like, nah, you can't come to my performance. Like, oh, okay. I would freeze up. You'd be like, yes.
You be like, my name is
like,
go ahead, baby. Go ahead.
Matter of fact, hold on. I did actually, she recorded my performance at Doc Jones Club.
She did? Okay.
Yeah, she was there. She sang it. Okay. She liked it. Okay. So she definitely saw it for the first time. And
she loved it.
Yeah, the crowd was crazy. Like I said, she can tell you for herself. Like, the crowd loved it. Like,
that's what's up.
Yeah, people was on stage with me, cameras out, flashing phone. I felt like a celebrity, though. Like,
man, you know, I keep saying, man, you is a celebrity, man.
You right. I'm gonna start putting in, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you gonna start signing autographs and everything. Go and get your, you know, how you get your stuff straight. Get your John Hancock right.
I feel like even if I was a celebrity, I'd still be the average.
You still be humble, right?
I'd be me. Like, if some people want, like, 1,000 people want to take pictures with me, oh, well, I'm gonna have to take a picture with 1,000 people. My security guard is gonna have to wait an extra 3 hours. Like,
They could be mad at you, like, you got to pay.
I don't care,
extra.
Man. It depends if I ain't got nowhere to go.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say I'm going to always do it, because eventually I'm going to get tired.
Cool. You're going to catch you on one of them bad days. You'll be like, man, I don't feel like signing all these autographs and taking all these pictures. You like,
gonna be
somebody,
high,
I gotta, I'm going to give y'all 3 people and then I'm out.
I don't know, man. I mean, I find it in my heart to always stay happy somewhere, somehow. So.
Right. So I'm going to give you this game, man.
Who?
This game we about to play, man.
What game?
You don't like playing games? You like to play the PlayStation, right? Or the Xbox.
PlayStation gotta go.
hold on. You said the PlayStation gotta go? Why the PlayStation gotta go?
This man got a PlayStation, don't he, y'all?
My kids got a PlayStation. I don't have a PlayStation.
All right, cool. No PlayStation fans over here, man. No PlayStation fans. Anyway, sis, we don't need no PlayStation over here.
And she over there talking about, no, we don't play their games.
Right. So what game we playing, man? What is it called?
I'm gonna give you like 2 things. Or you pick one out of the 2 things.
Oh Lord. What is it, a topic?
Nah, it's like, okay, I'll give you an example. I'll be like, Jordans, retros or OGs?
I'm be honest. What you like? Don't laugh at me, yo. None of y'all laugh at me, yo.
You're young, so go ahead. I got you.
I'm really not big on the Jordans.
But you got Jordans on right now, though.
I know, but like, I know what they are. But I don't know
what they are. Tell people what they are.
Yeah, they're 11s. Let me take the shoe off and show them.
Man, you ain't got to do all that.
I'm just saying.
I don't feel like smelling corn chips and stuff.
My feet ain't that bad, though.
Your feet? Okay, I'm just. But go ahead. You say it. Go ahead.
I like the 11s, man.
Okay, but I like that's the only shoe that Jordans that you got?
Bread 11s, foam posits.
Oh, you like foam posits?
I like the Huaraches too, yo. The comfortable Nike shoes.
Oh, you like running shoes?
I like those too. I'm actually about to go back, you know what I'm saying, to the suitable look. The Nike, you know what I'm saying? Not flashy look.
True, you know what I'm saying? True.
Let's go back to just the normal look. You wouldn't know if I'm a rapper or not. Feel me? I could be a daggone real estate agent or something. I could be a Nike agent or something. Sell
true,
you a shoe.
True. Hey, it's what it is.
You want a shoe?
Huh?
Huh?
Nah, I'm not a Jordan fan. I can't keep paying that price for them shoes.
No, man. Me neither. I was gonna get some Timberlands.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm a Timberland.
Field boots, John. They was like 160.
Yeah, I'm a Timberland. Yeah, I'm a Timberland.
I mean, not that's a high price, but still.
You out there on the grinding the hustle, just
grinding
like me.
Grinding the hustle, like I buy a shoe every now and then, but right. It's like if I know I ain't got it like that, like
yeah.
I ain't finna. No.
Okay, another Rihanna, Beyonce.
Both.
You can't do both.
I can do both.
How you gonna do both? I said pick one.
If they were both my first, I want both of y'all.
Man, one of Minaj Trois.
So I'll probably be Beyonce, yo.
Why would you pick Beyonce?
I like her booty. That's every man.
Jay Z don't kill this man. I'm just here.
Jay Z just gonna.
I'm just the.
Take it.
So you don't like Rihanna?
I like Rihanna too. I like her accent.
Like her accent?
Mm-hmm. It's like a Caribbean accent or something. I don't know. I ain't gonna say Dominican, Caribbean.
Probably. Caribbean, okay. So you got any Caribbean music? Like some Jamaican, some wine.
I got some reggae.
Yeah, some wine. You got some wine. Hey. Okay.
I'll let y'all listen to that a little while after we get done with these questions.
Well, we got a jam of the day. We're gonna hit y'all with the designer by my man. Let me,
Jay Quez, let's get it. You gonna play it right now?
Drop it.
Alright. Hold on.
Let y'all know what it is, man.
So this is a track I did like a while back. Everybody.
You can know. I'm gonna pee. Audio's still going. Push.
How much you put on designer? Cop a gram, pop a pill. How much you put on designer? Designer. How much you put on designer? Designer. Stoner.
I was reading that thing. Yeah. Whoa. Stoner. I like the last part.
Stoner. Yeah.
I ain't got to do it. Lord have mercy. Whoa. I like the last part we had. That's an exclusive, y'all. I'm sorry.
I say that for later. Yeah. Man, to the Grinder Hustle Podcast with my boy Jay. We about to really get it in.
Yeah.
He about to let us, he about to bless us with some joints that he done on the mixtape.
I'm gonna let y'all hear a couple tracks, just a snippet. So I don't know how I should start it off. You already heard Design, so that's out of the
question. That's out of the question.
I'm gonna bless you with some tracks, man. Let's see what we got here. Let's try this one. This is produced by my boy Snoopy Beats, man. That's in Atlanta. Shout out to Snoopy.
What's the name of the joint?
You know I'm about it.
True.
Yeah. Yeah, you know I'm about it. Yeah, you know I'm about it. Shawty fuck with me. Yeah, you know I'm about it. Yeah, you know I'm about it. Shawty fuck with me. Automatic couple fake niggas. Been through a couple fake women. I'm like who really real, who really fake. I put my trust in people, some of them mistakes.
But now I know what's up.
Yeah.
I see who really real.
Who really I had to cut so many people while they fuck around. But bitch, you know I'm bad. What's good?
I don't struggle if it's alright, I ain't never get it.
I'ma keep on going, keep on working. Striving for the better, even though I'm hurting. For what it'll lead to me, just keep on working.
Bitch, you know I'm bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know
I'm bad. Shawty
fuck
with
me.
Yeah, you know I'm bad. Yeah, yeah, you know I'm bad.
Side B, we're going in.
Yeah, you know I'm bad.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, you know I'm bad. Shawty fuck with me. Yeah, you know I'm bad. Yeah, you know I'm bad. Shawty fuck with me.
Keep going in on it.
You won't go in there. Busy myself at the time, cause I'm trying to family, feet, and my fiance. Keep your faith in me. Help me down and just know that you love me faithfully.
We're gonna get into the next song. Yeah, fee.
He dropping it, he dropping bombs on me.
So this is my little, reggae song right here, man.
We going to the island. We going to the island.
We're going to the island. So, you know, so it ain't fully done, but I'm giving y'all the rough draft of what I think y'all should hear. You know what I'm saying? So
true.
It ain't, you know what I'm saying, all the way there, but you know what I'm saying, it's good.
True. Hey, everybody start doing the butterfly on the tour.
Yeah, it's your little reggae song in the club.
Hey, that's it, there. They start doing the butterfly here, I told y'all.
If you got my attention, I want you to be mine. I want you to be mine. But you be Don't waste too much to be the
party time.
Hey, film.
Oh.
want me to clutch. Get this up, bro. I'm telling you, bro. That's a snippet, though, man. Got some money, man. I'm trying to tell you, man.
Behind the scenes, man. It's behind the scenes, man. They don't understand, so this is
a,
man.
Matter of fact, I'm going to do a little freestyle.
No, don't do the freestyle.
They ain't ready for it yet.
Drop it, man.
I'm going to take the front side, man. So the freestyle isn't that long because I ain't finished the verse. So I'm going to do a couple freestyles that I wrote to. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? They real short. So you know, I ain't had the time to finish it. Nigga been grinding. You feel me?
I understand, so, bro.
Let me see what I can pull up. Just give me a second. Have you ever heard of this little boy named Tay K?
Nah.
You ain't ever heard of Tay K?
I might have heard his music.
Ah, man. Matter of fact, let me play this right quick.
Drop it.
It's just my track. You know what I'm saying? Tux and Love to Drake. So.
Try it.
Yeah. Real nigga, what's up? Yeah. Alright.
Real nigga, what's up?
Alright.
My mind is crazy, quick inside of me, what's worse with it? I pot of visions in my basket, you can tell them get it. So unreal, but I know it's real high, it got me feeling. Think about it on a daily like I fucking feel it. This shit is vivid, don't expect you to embrace my image. What more should I say? I ain't even finished. Not no ordinary rapper, you just take me serious. Like a newborn baby in this bitch, I need attention. Like a crouching tiger in the jungle, yeah, I'm serious. Like a bull after that cowboy, I'm furious. And if they ever wanna stop me, who's gonna say I'm with it? Got finesse with the running rounds, even full with limits. I admit it, try to get some shit without the knowledge. Stop seeing people colors, aren't they about the dollar? Trusting nobody, relied on that high power. Trusting nobody, but
God is almighty power.
I ain't fully right, but he the one who understands me. I need a mirror daily, check myself on what I can be. They don't understand me, he the one who understands me. Put a gun up to you, demons make you get you dancing. Stay facts.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
Huh?
That's what's up.
For real, dude. Real nigga, what's up? Real nigga, what's up? Real nigga, what's up?
What else you got for me, dude?
I got you.
This man just go to Noriega?
You feel me? Yeah, she feeling
did
it too.
Did you just go to Noriega?
Yeah, look, I'm gonna spit the bars. I ain't gotta record it, but I'm gonna spit the joke. You feel me? So we're gonna start it back.
Hey, man, I'm back in the days.
Back in the days, nigga, in the classics. Hey, man. Yo, check me out.
You don't know nothing about that, though. Go ahead with it. Go with it. Get it.
So, they don't take me serious because a nigga said he's smiling. Try to keep the peace, hate the resolve the violence. Call Nick Cannon up before I get the wildin'. Try to stay above ground somewhere on the island. I've been on some cool shit, scheming on my next move. Lately, I've been to myself and not around the same dudes. Dealing with some women that really fuck up a nigga mood. Dealing with some people that speak to me when they pick and choose. Man, you people, you amusing. Like an Eddie Murphy, they forever gonna be foolish. But I'm talking, nigga, where are we? What you doing? Real bosses never act. I just keep moving. This one for the family. This one for the fam. Get your phones out. This one for the Instagram. This one for the newspaper. Slap it in the mail. Put that bitch in there a little boat and watch that bitch sell. Yeah, I'm cocky. Throwing blows like I'm Rocky. Sick minded like I'm Bill Cosby. Do this shit for a living like a damn hobby. I'm bout my green like cheese on broccoli. Feel like I'm cheating. Yeah, let me wait. I'm about to say, yo, feeling like a KD, chasing for the ring. Sometimes you gotta do what's best for the drinks.
Hey!
Oh, man.
Boy, hey, you dropped that bomb right
now. Man, I got more, man. Let me spit a couple more, man.
You own it right now,
right
man.
Now,
you
right
own
now.
It, B.
Right now.
Let's hey, see, it's on you, man. It's your show, man. Do what you gotta do, man.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Hold on. Let me cash that. I wasn't ready for that one. Yeah. Fuck it, my nigga, don't need no introduction. Type it up, put it in the papers, make it public. About to take off like a kid was abducted. Trying to make that money, well, money ain't a discussion. Nah, change the climate, I'm making nothing but hot hits, hot shits. You can steal my style because it's my shit, my bitch. Got her on a chain, custom made by a locksmith. You gon' need more than a lockpick. People think they know you be the ones to talk. You can't vent to anybody, no, not at all. Use your words as a weapon, then they hit you hard. Did that a couple times and I regret it all. Girl said she might be pregnant, man, they hit me hard. Started asking for advice and then I talked to God. No response is cruel, I still acknowledge you. But murder was the case, I'm on trial right now. This a hard decision in the making. Feel like I'm on drugs cause my heart is racing. Walking pacing through the house like that damn Satan. BD always hit you first, that's the games you plan. Wait till it's late at night to ask on my stand. Stealing me, I gotta have it, I gotta get it. I don't need it, but I want it, yeah, I'm down to smash. YOLO in the morning, baby, gonna throw it back, yay. One time for the real one, if it is one. Get that money, stack it higher than the building. Keep your distance from the fake niggas you ain't feeling. Keep them niggas on their toes like they Michael Jackson. Swear they figured in the script, lights, camera, action. Make it happen, are you down with the acting? Every time I come around, I'm picking up this vibe. Hardest hand in my city, you better know the side. Let me know, man to man, I need a reason why. Don't know why niggas be hating, be scheming, man. Why these niggas always up to something? Why these women always up to something?
True.
Yeah.
One time. Hold on. I got a 16. I'm about to drop right now.
He ain't ready.
Hold on. Get me the beat. Oh. Okay. They ain't got it. I was about to drop something.
But yeah, man. I mean, most of them, they can use a little bit more work, you know.
Oh, you good, man. I appreciate that old school throwback right there, man. Yeah, that Noriega, exactly. Man.
Nigga.
Where you find that from?
Bro, that's in my soul.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about, man. That's why I got you here, man.
Definitely. See, I got a couple more, but you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna take up the whole show, so.
Man, I don't care, but this is your show, man.
Oh, facts. All right, let me
That's what we're here for. We're here for the music, man.
Definitely.
They don't want to see me, man. They want to see you.
Okay, let's see what else I got. Damn, I mean, matter of fact, all right, look, so yo,
you got something for the ladies?
Do I got something for the ladies?
Yeah, you know the ladies, man. The ladies by your joint, man. What Tupac always say, always do something for the ladies. Because we ain't going to buy them, we just going to bootleg it. But the ladies will go out and save that money.
Come on now.
Dudes will bootleg your album.
All right, check this out.
Or download it.
Check this out. I ain't about to rap it though.
Okay, I understand. Well, you say this is for the ladies, y'all. This is. Oh. Hey.
Yeah. Who's that?
That's
a wife.
That's my aunt.
I'm about to get it and share it, bro. I'm trying to.
For the ladies, man. For the ladies, man. So much shit they be online. Sweet city man, they killing me. Pops punch to my head, turning into me. Don't know if your friend or enemy. Just trying everywhere, just getting me. So I need you to know my mind hanging bottles. I'm sure if I'm gonna go. Keep coming in the smoke. Yeah. Try to say she don't wanna stay home. She the type of shit, don't lay low. In love with the kid, yeah, she feeling me. Crazy how we got this chemistry. Keep looking about the way energy. I understand why you win to me. Different, but that's nothing new to me. You think it'll run to the cheap of me. She said she don't wanna stay home. Can I play something else for the ladies, though? Man, this not what I said before, man. This your show. This Jay show, man. I'm just here. I'm just a messenger.
You feel me?
And we know behind the scenes, she is rocking.
But you don't understand me. I go live up here.
So I'm on live right now. You live right now, bro.
Oh, shit.
This nigga done cursed. Go ahead. This nigga done cursed.
My bad, yo. We ain't gonna go live, but it be alright.
Go live with it, man.
I can't because the daggone, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna interrupt the song.
Oh, okay, I got you. I got you. I'm live for you, though. I'm live for you.
Appreciate it, big dog. But you don't understand me. Funny how the three living is shopping my where I'm at. Got these girls up in their feelings, but I'm kinda used to that. They be throwing this effect me, but I been got the cash. Why you acting like that? Cause I been had an attitude, I ain't even asked you. Funny how I'm big now, can you hit me up? When you tryna come up, look, I don't hold no grudges, don't step my change up. Mm. Got a little thing, man. Change up, I don't really gang bang, but I would bang her. Got a girl back home, man, trying to shame her. Get some problems that I'm facing, I ain't.
Hey, get it, get, oh, go back. Hey,
that's the truth, B. Yeah, all I needed was some luck. Yeah. I became famous. Yeah.
Oh, we partying on the past podcast here.
Yeah, hey. I'm a young nigga trying to
do. Hey,
hey, I became famous. Hey, turn up, hey. Me and my team, we got girls on top. Working hard around the clock. Don't look good to make it pop. Show me, ladies, what you bought. I got bottles in the house. Hey, 252, already know what it do. I got love for my city. I put trust in my city. Anybody, they can get it. Everybody fuck with it. And yeah, I stay the same, mo. Got my LA style, my skinnies, and a fresh pair of J's. Went a V-neck with Henny. Got a blunt, just in case, cause I got this in mellow. This some shit that I don't want, and I don't know problems. Hey, hey, fuck what you heard. I'm hiding, and I'm like,
she was worried. She on the hood, she do all the she on that just rocking.
Hey, get it, get it, hey,
he's going in here,
hey,
what is the, yeah, we is old 9 here, what is it, these cups, what is all going on in here?
Man, that was my latest single, man, all I need, man, we ain't had to go start going live, shit.
Somebody loves the music. Somebody loves the live. All righty then.
Man, what's the next question you got for me? I can do this all night.
You told me that too. You was like, man, I can go all day with the questions, man.
For the ladies, I can go out there all night.
Pause. I don't know where he's going with that, I don't want to know. This for the ladies.
For the ladies.
Tell the ladies once again what you saying now. You say you go what?
So my new track that came out.
No, you don't want to tell that now. They be like, they gonna be waiting for you. Be like, I thought you said you gonna go all night, all day.
I said later tonight.
You get out there, you be like, I'm sorry, or
later tonight.
That's what's up, man.
That's a slogan right there, yeah.
Give me that slogan again. Give me that slogan again.
Lil Zay, yeah.
Lil Zay, he got you. Go ahead again. Hit me again. True. What's your Instagram? Your Facebook? Tell everybody how they get in contact with you, man. How to follow you or whatever.
You can contact me. That's a blooper.
But we good, man. You good, man. I understand. Go ahead.
You can follow me at JQuez, JAYQU. Easy on Facebook. Smith. You know what I'm saying? JQuez Smith on Facebook. Instagram, it's easy. Rockstar Guitar Quez. QUEZZ for Quez. Rockstar Guitar Quez. Twitter, the real JQuez. Snapchat, that's a look. You know what I'm saying? We're going.
Is it X-rated?
No, it's not X-rated. I'm going to have to spell it out. But, you know what I'm saying? I know people.
Man, you know the women want to know, man.
All right. So it's JAE underscore Styles with a Z at the end. J Styles underscore Styles. J underscore Styles. It's Josh Styles. But you know what I'm saying? Once I get a little up there, it's going to be JQuez. I'm going to make a new Snapchat. JQuez. So people can find me. But yeah, Snapchat, JAE underscore Styles with a Z at the end.
It's a whole lot of stuff, ladies. So,
yeah, I know.
You got to take your time and he might do it in slow motion. But
yeah, I might. But you know what I'm saying? 9 times 10, I post it on Facebook, Instagram.
Facebook, yeah.
Twitter. You just find me everywhere at JQuez. I mean, you Google me. You feel
This man is talented, man. This man is very talented.
Jaquez Designer. Just type that in. Jaquez Designer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tell them how they check the videos out, too.
Go to YouTube, man. Check out my boy No Ratchets. You'll find my videos on his, too. You know what I'm saying? And the other, you know what I'm saying, talented artists. But basically, just type in Jaquez, J-A-Y-Q-U-E-Z-Z, and put Designer right beside it if you can spell Designer. Jaquez Designer, number one hit singer.
Tell them they might don't. You might got some people that don't know how to spell Designer.
D E. Excuse me.
That wasn't me. I didn't burp. I'm just. Hey, I ain't had to do with that. But go ahead and say it again.
I'm just being me, man.
Do it again.
J A Y Q U E Z Z for Jaquez. You got to type that in first. Designer. Yeah.
I was picking at you and look what happens. But go ahead.
D E. S-I. You really got me spelling this joke. I mean, who
don't know how to spell Designer? I'm saying, you, I can't.
It ain't like Designer with two I's. It's Designer.
But
like,
you know what I'm saying?
S-A. You know what I'm saying?
You know how people are. You know, I want to be specific with it. I don't want to just, you know what I'm saying, throw it out there. You know, people be spelling with a Z. You know how people are these days, man. Everybody want to shortcut. All right,
D-E-S-I-G-N-E-R. Designer. Jaquez Designer. D-E-S. I don't know.
How they can get your project? Tell them how you get your project. You know, your mixtapes and
iTunes. Right now you can catch me on SoundCloud and definitely YouTube. Spinrilla coming soon. iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, all that. It's coming real soon. I promise you. This year, it's gonna come soon. It's gonna come later before the year ends. So once I get that project up and running, you know what I'm saying, a lot of other later projects are gonna come real quick and soon because it's less work. You know what I'm saying, dealing with the rights to the stuff and all that. You know, so I could just freelance. You know what I'm saying? It could be a cover over on the beat or anything. So
true. How you feel about the Virginia situation, man? Let me get your politics on this, man.
What you mean with the KKK?
Yeah, how you feel about that, man?
Shoot.
People don't talk about it because, you know, they feel like, you know, when I was, you know, when we, you know, people's always, my grandparents used to always say, like, the KKK will always have the white, you know what I'm saying, the white hats and the, you know, the white coats. And they never, you know what I'm saying, now you got the suits on and you got the regular clothes on. So how you feel about that, man? How you think racism's still around, or how you feel about that?
Because
we see it every day. We both see it every day. We, you know, we out there.
I mean, racism always been around. I mean, sometimes even me at work, I speak to the, you know what I'm saying, my opposite race, and they don't say nothing. They just walk right past me.
I'm with you, man. I'm
and I just shake my head, but you know what I'm saying? They ain't gonna change me. like Obama said, man, you just don't get born into hating another race.
True.
You know what I'm saying? You either taught it or you know what I'm saying, learned it from social media.
True.
So how I feel about it, I feel like it's stupid. I mean, I feel like deep down in your mind, it's really retarded just because I hate the color of your skin. Like, what
true,
the, you know
true,
what I'm saying?
True,
like, that's.
Yeah.
That's like saying I don't like that hat, so I hate you.
Yeah. That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Man,
like, that goes to show how stupid stupid humanity is. That's why, like, I don't know, no matter what, you know what I'm saying, I would never treat another kind of race differently because their skin tone,
color.
And, right. You know what I'm saying? The accent or nothing like that.
Would you date outside your race?
Of course. I would date a white woman too.
You down with the swirl. You down with the swirl?
Trust me, it's a monkey in the jungle. You can come find him. Got a bananas for you, baby. Got bananas for you.
I don't have nothing to do with what's in his cup. I'm just interviewing. But I just like to, you know, get young cats opinion on it, man, because, you know, they haven't really, you know, you experience it, but you don't really experience it because now these days everybody's kind of, you know what I'm saying, together.
On a side note, yo, my phone look dope as hell right now, like an iPhone 7. It's a 6 though.
iPhone 7?
Like an iPhone 7. When people, oh, your case hot. I'm like, you feel me? I make the phone. You know what I'm saying? No, basically what I'm saying is I make anything. You know what I'm saying? My style. People like, where you get that from? Right. Oh, that's your dope. Cause it's me.
It's me.
Me
you,
as a
you.
Person, yeah, I make yeah. it. You know what I'm saying? Make yeah. it look hot. It could be some whack off-brand tacky junk. You know what I'm saying?
But it's you though.
And people rock with it.
True.
But back to the politics. It's crazy, man.
I just like you know what I'm saying? It ain't no biggie. I just like to get everybody's opinion on it. You know what I'm saying?
How you feel about it?
man, you know, it's you know, my grandparents and my grandma always told me, man, like they used to come in the crib and get your granddaddy out, get all of the minions out and just drag them out, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's crazy, but you know, it's what it is, it is what it's gonna be. You know, we just got to hopefully, you know, Trump or whoever whoever, man, can give, you know, fix this situation. But you know, like
Trump ain't gonna fix that situation, man. The world's screwed.
Pretty much, you know, it's screwed up, you know. It's screwed. But you know,
just repent your sins, yeah. For real.
But you's crazy. But I appreciate you, man, and you, like you said, man, go ahead and do what you do. You always in your own lane, man. You low key. You drop stuff when you want to drop it. But you be, to me, you got hot stuff. You know what I'm saying? You got hot stuff. You know what I'm saying? You don't need my opinion, but you feel, you know, you in your own lane, man. So, how you want to,
I
want to
drop a video, but
what's your next video you going to drop?
It got to be what that you know I'm about it, probably. Maybe, true. Or that Drake Tux and Leather, like a freestyle, just to prolong my EP, you know what I'm saying? So I can get everything together. So I'll probably drop that first. Yeah, Tux and Leather freestyle. Hey, look, I ain't about to give that out, but you know what I'm saying? But
what is exclusive? No.
I'm saying, like, my style, rockstar style. You can always see me guitar or something, my own little lane.
Rockstar.
Like,
hey,
I'm the
dude.
Party dude, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's my lane. I don't see no other artists doing it.
True.
So I give that rockstar feel. But it's like dope music at the same time, but you can't help but accept it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's me. Yeah. That's they.
He the rock star. That's right. That's him. Jay Quest, the rock star.
Jay Quest, man. He's that one. He's next up. People don't understand. This man's next up.
I'm just being humble about everything and patient.
Who you want to give shout outs to, man? Well, you did him earlier, but let's do it again.
First and foremost, shout out to God. Shout out to everybody. You know what I'm saying? Working hard, independent artists. April Nicole, Big Enough, Uptown Main, Primo, Lil Zay, Clap Curry.
No, Primo, my cousin, right? But go ahead.
Primo.
Yeah, Primo.
Oh, Big
Primo.
Head. Man, that's my thank cousin, you, boy. That's like not.
It's kinfolk, man. It's kinfolk. Like country folks. It's kinfolk, man. It's kinfolk. Go ahead.
Celebrity Dame, Ski Money, Pocket Styles.
Ski Money,
Curry
right?
Loud, you know what I'm saying? What's my man? William Fly, Country Boy Fly.
Yeah.
It's a lot of other independent artists. Ron, I think it's Ron the Don.
True.
Hold on, I ain't even finished because it's a lot of artists I be tuning in. Oh, Drill, shout out to Drill too, man. Shout out to Drill.
True.
Shout out to my man Fast Life Juke. That's brother right there. I think that's about it. Shout out to my little sister behind the scenes, man. Jada.
She wild, hey, yeah. She be back there. Hey, she, hey, give her name, man. She back there doing
Jada,
work, man.
Jada behind the scenes, man.
She ain't got no sister. Facebook, no Twitter, no Instagram.
Nah, I ain't finding my sister. Fuck that.
Shots fired. Dudes, get out of her DM. But how about your boy Lil Zay, man? You not gonna say him?
I thought I said him, man. Of course,
I ain't hear you say him.
Lil Zay, of course, man. That's brother.
That's
man.
Your brother,
that's,
there, man.
That's blood. That's blood, right?
And
there.
And what he say? What he say? What he get his slogan?
Oh yeah, yep.
True.
That's Buzzo all day, man. Man, Lil Zay, yo, we made some killer music together, bro. We like
tell him the joint y'all did together, man.
Bro, we did this song called "What the God Do," man. Ain't about to cuss no more on this stage, not stage, but show. But you know right. what I'm saying? We dropped that. At Kelly Boy Studio, Mansion Media.
True.
And people was feeling it. Shout out to Illy Rock, too, because he was feeling it, too.
True.
I don't know if T-Dot and No Ratchet was in there, but everybody was feeling it. I was, like, kind of nervous that people was going to be like, nah. But, like, yo, was feeling it. And it kind of shocked the mess out of me. Like,
right.
I was like, oh, snap. Because the last song we did, which is it's Lil Zay feat. J. Quez. It's called Birthday. And that thing hit 8,000 views.
Yeah, I seen that, man. Crazy numbers.
We did
man.
One song like way back, like, you know what I'm saying? Like with the microphone in the street, my dude. Like,
yeah,
you know
I seen that, man.
It's
crazy.
Called She Down For Me.
Yeah.
And we recorded that off of iPhone. That thing got like 4,000 views, like off of like, you know, I don't know how. Like, you feel me?
That's true, man. Hey, y'all doing big things,
that's
man.
That's why I said, I feel like, man, I was like, yo, we like the new Ray Sherman, for real. I feel like we like the better version.
Y'all about to say y'all might be better version.
We like the better version.
Y'all ain't got Mike Will, but if y'all had Mike Will, y'all be the same thing. Y'all might be bigger than them, man.
I think we would.
Yeah.
It's just going to take some time and focus and dedication, pretty much.
Pretty much. That's all it's going to take, man. Y'all got it, man. All y'all got it, man. I like, you know what I'm saying? thank you for coming through, man.
No problem.
Always keep God first, man. Definitely. Always. What you got any more things, any more parting shots you wanna do, man?
Say what you say?
Any more parting shots?
What you mean? Not shout outs.
Just anything you want to give the people, advice? Like wisdom or, you know what I'm saying, advice.
My advice to, you know, some of my independent artists is to never give up. Because, you know what I'm saying, I was at work today and I doubted. I was asking God, what was my purpose in life? True. And stuff like that. And
right.
I was doubting myself, like, man, am I going to really make it? Am I going to do this and that? Next thing I know, one of my camera guys shot me out. He a big, well-known camera guy.
True.
Second time he posted my video, because he usually don't post twice.
Right.
So I think he posted it a second time. He was like, yo, people really rocking with your song. Yeah. It just goes to show, even the higher ups, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say like high ups, like big time, but the people that's world recognized still acknowledge your music.
True.
And you know what I'm saying? I just needed that motivational push. So it's just like, don't never think you're not talented if people rocking with you. Even if you ain't released that many songs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You still talented and just keep going. Don't give up. I mean, I doubt myself a couple times, but
I don't know why. But
you know, I don't know why either. But it's just like, if you got a positive, real good positive feedback, keep going. You know, even if they give you a negative feedback, that shows you what.
How many times you came to me, man? And I always tell you, man.
Yeah, I mean, I can't. Yeah, you right. I can't.
Yeah. You know, you always come to me like.
But I be looking for that negative feedback because I like that constructive criticism.
True.
I can improve.
You want the negative, right?
Yeah, it's just like, because I know what I'm capable of. You know what I'm saying? I know my music. Yeah, I know what I sound like. Because, of course, I'm going to like my own music.
Yeah.
I want to hear somebody who don't like it. So, see what I can. I don't know. I always try to grasp the people who don't like it. True. That's just. I don't know. It drives my ambition. It's just like, oh, you don't like it, I'm going to make you like it.
Right.
What song can I come out with next to make
you like,
you like
I got, hold on, you might don't like one. I'm going to give you five.
When they don't like that song, I want to know what's their genre.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What songs do they like? Who they listen to? So that way I can be good in all sections and genres. The lyrical, the versatile, the... You know what I'm saying? The white, the black, the shoot country, the rock. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter.
It don't matter, man. It don't matter at all.
But yeah, that's pretty much me, man. Jay Quiz, man.
Like I said, Jay Quiz for coming through, man. The grind, the hustle, the podcast, man.
Shout out D1.
Yeah, D1 on the mics, man.
YBO shit.
keep God first, man. We out of here.
Amen.